Nolte, Joe Biden disapproval hits near record high before State of the Union address. By John Nolte on March 7, 2024. Joe Biden, the first sitting president suggested to be incompetent to stand trial, will give his State of the Union address Thursday night with a near record high disapproval rating. According to the Real Clear Politics average poll of polls, his fraudulency Joe Biden's job disapproval rating sits at a devastating 57.3%, a 2.4-point jump since February 20 and a nearly 6-point increase from a year ago. Hunter's dad's job approval rating currently sits at an anemic 39.1%, so he is 18.2 points underwater. Only for a short time in June of 2022 did Biden's disapproval rating creep a little higher than today's 57.3%, to 57.5%. Basically, Joe Biden will stumble into the House of Representatives tonight as unpopular as ever. For the sake of context, at this exact same time in his presidency, former President Trump enjoyed an average job approval rating of 44.5%. Former President Barry Obama sat at 48.6%, and former President George W. Bush enjoyed 49.5% approval. Biden will not only give what will hopefully be his final State of the Union address as president much more unpopular than his immediate predecessors, but facing several problems he created and cannot fix. He opened the border but cannot secure it without losing a crucial base of support among the left's open border freaks. He overspent us into devastating inflation but will not enact the policies necessary to decrease prices, such as opening America's vast energy reserves. If he does that, he loses the enviro loons. Biden's international weakness invited aggression in Ukraine and Israel, two conflicts with no end in sight. Finally, there's Biden's age issue. Tonight's weekend at Bernie's performance offers no upside for Biden, only a downside. Even if he pulls off a decent speech, eventually, whatever Jill injected him with will wear off. Old, slow, and confused, Roomba Joe will undoubtedly return over the coming weeks. Plus, even if he nails 99% of tonight's speech, one memory lapse, slur, or deer in the headlights moment will be all anyone talks about. I know it will be all I talk about, and laugh about, and savor forever. Honestly, Biden is so out of it that he released a tweet today with a video in which he takes advice from people who have pretended to be president, like Morgan Freeman and Michael Douglas. I wonder if Biden even knows those people were not really presidents. After all, according to my sources, during the recent special counsel investigation, he insisted on hiring Ben Matlock. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Though this book cannot fairly be categorized as Christian fiction, it expresses Christian themes as surely as if it were, and more effectively. I marvel at Nolte's creative imagination and his facility for storytelling. David Limbaugh. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.